The Lord is my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. The Lord is my hope. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my comfort. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my healer, my defender. The Lord is my advocator. Abba. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my breath. He gives me life. He gives me breath to breathe. He wakes me up in the morning. He sets me on my way. He makes straight the path for me. Welcome to the voice of grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny. Welcome this morning to this podcast. Today is Wednesday. We are in a midweek, and I want to take a moment quickly to invite you tonight at 7 p.m. to our online Bible study. I say it again, I want to invite you this morning to our online Bible study at 7 p.m. We will be on Facebook. We will also be on YouTube. Join us online this evening for a beautiful Bible study. We're studying from the book of St. John, chapter 14. Join us. Brothers and sisters, this week we've been talking about spirit-filled in person. It is important for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can lead us, guide us, teach us, equip us. Many of us are full of ourselves. That the Spirit of God, it is not ministering to us as it should. But I want to encourage you this morning to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to move in the Spirit. For the past 2 days, we have encouraged you to allow the Spirit of God to teach you the truth. Allow the Spirit of God to work in you. So we said on Monday, a Spirit-filled person is the one whom the Spirit leads to the truth, the one whom the Spirit teaches, the one whom who wait all the day for the Spirit to teach, the one who Spirit-filled fear the Lord, the one who is Spirit-filled will be meek, will be meek. The one who the Spirit fill will give him eyes to see, that their eyes will not be full of darkness, but will be full of light. This morning, allow me again to use one more passage of scripture that will help each and every one of us. And that passage of scripture is found in the book of Luke. And I want to read that quickly. Luke chapter 12. We want to look at verses 11 to 12. And it reads, "Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, Do not worry about how and what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. The Spirit gives us the ability to speak, to say the truth. Jesus speaks to his disciples that because you confess him as Lord, the world will hate you. The world will make things difficult for you. They're going to persecute you, lie on you, say things that you didn't say. You will face all of these. Men will speak words against you, against the Son of Man. And at one point, they are going to arrest you and bring you to the synagogues, church authority, they'll bring you to them. They will bring you to the magistrates, and they will bring you to authorities. He said, do not worry about what you ought to say and how you ought to say it. He said, but the Spirit of God will teach you in what to say at that present moment. That's what I say, a one who is Spirit-filled is always led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Because we're not here to gratify the desire of the flesh. But we are here to walk in the Spirit, moved in the Spirit, lived in the Spirit. I know many of you will be saying, but Jesus was speaking to his disciples. How do I apply this to my life today? Have you been accused? Have you been lied on? And you want to try to clear your name, your stress out, your worried because of the false allegation against you? People will say what they want to say about you. What you didn't say or do, they will say you did and you do. I mean, you did and said. But the truth of the matter here is, Jesus said they will bring you to the synagogues. They might bring you to the church. Out of all places, the church folks will try to investigate you even at night or behind your back and so on and so forth. So don't worry about what you're going to say. The magistrates, the authorities, they will drag you to those places, take your name to those places. Talk about you, trash you. So don't worry about how and what you should say. You see, the enemy's job is to try everything he can to shut us down, to keep us silent. If it means to bring so much confusion and division and struggles and hardships so that we as human can surrender and can just quit, he'll do so. But I want to encourage you this morning, maybe there's one or two who have decided to walk away from ministry because of what people said about you. You pour yourself into those people. You empty yourself. You did all that God has called you to do. And they turn their backs on you and rip you apart. I want you to know that the Spirit of God will teach you in that very hour what you are to say, how you are to say it. The Spirit gives the ability to Jesus when he was on the cross, when he was arrested, accused falsely. All night they judge him. And in the morning, they put his own cross on his back for him to carry when he could no longer carry it. Simon took the cross. The Spirit led Jesus to Golgotha, to the cross, to Calvary. The Spirit gives him the ability to take those three nails. Spirit gives him the ability to be hung on the cross. And while on the cross, the Spirit gives him the ability to forgive the sin of mankind, even those who were with him, I mean, on his side. One of the thieves said, "Lord, remember me." And Jesus said to him, "Today, you shall be with me in paradise. I say these things to you because we can only move, live, have our being in the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we must learn to rely upon the Spirit for the Spirit to lead us. If you are that man who has been relying on your education, your skills, your smartness, I want you to flip that today. And I want you to allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Rely upon the Spirit. Depend upon the Spirit of God. And I can guarantee you the Spirit will teach you. The Spirit will equip you. The Spirit will empower you. The Spirit will motivate you. The Spirit will encourage you. The Spirit will build your faith. The Spirit will teach you righteousness. The Spirit will give you the ability to love your neighbor. This morning, please walk in the Spirit so that you do not gratify the desire of the flesh. Move by the Spirit today. And know this, the Spirit is always at war with our fleshly desire, but the Spirit will always be God. God bless you.